This is a poem from this book I have. It's called The Kingdom of Heaven. When I was a child, my life was to me a light that shone all about. It was there in the wind. It was there in the rain, a light that would never go out. It was also a softness I always could hear in the beautiful song of the bird, in the mewing of the kittens, in the peeping of the chicks, in the mother's sweet voice, it was heard. In the dark of the night, in my heart I could feel that life was my very best friend. It was there all around me. It made me so glad, and I knew that it would never end. I thought that was kind of nice. Cool. It was by Mildred Harris.
Glory time, and the Lord's a-coming. Glory time, and the Lord's a-coming. Are you ready for him to come back again? Well, one of these mornings, I'm gonna rise up singing. One of these days, when our good Lord will come again, I'm gonna sing with the angels for the glory of God. And I'm gonna be with him when he comes back again. Well, there was Moses and Elijah, David and Esther too. They were all after God's heart, and they were people like me and you. And they will be with him when he comes back again. Well, one of these mornings, they're gonna rise up singing. One of these days, when our good Lord will come again, they're gonna sing with the angels for the glory of God, and they will be with him when he comes back again. Well, read the good book, listen to his spirit, learn of his love, lean on his word, and you will be with him when he comes back again. Well, one of these mornings, we're all gonna rise of singing. One of these days, when our good Lord will come again, we're gonna sing with the angels for the glory of God, and we will be with him forevermore.
Thank you. A lot of you may have heard it before, but it's called One Solitary Life. He was born in an obscure village. He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. He then became an itinerant preacher. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He had no credentials but himself. 19 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, and all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life.
Rock of ages, come for me, come with me, hide myself in thee. Let me hide myself in thee forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Seems I've imagined him all of my life as the wisest of all of mankind. But if God's holy wisdom is foolish to men, he must have seemed out of his mind. For even his family said he was mad, and the priest said a demon's to blame. But if God in the form of this humble young man could not have seemed perfectly sane. When we in our foolishness thought we were wise, he played the fool and he opened our eyes. When we in our weakness believed we were strong, he became helpless to show we were wrong. And so we follow God's own fool, for only the foolish can tell. Believe the unbelievable, come be a fool as well. So come lose your life for a carpenter's son, for a man who died for a dream. Then you'll have the faith his first followers had, and you'll feel the weight of the beam. So surrender the hunger to say you must know. Have the courage to say I believe. For the power of paradox opens your eyes and blinds those who say they can see. When we in our foolishness thought we were wise, he played the fool and he opened our eyes. When we in our weakness believed we were strong, he became helpless to show we were wrong. And so we follow God's own fool, for only the foolish can tell. believe the unbelievable, come be a fool as well.